Dictation for Jan Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, July 24, 44. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation for Mr. Walsh with abnormal kidney function. He moved to Michigan January of this year from Denver. He does not recall being told about chronic kidney disease. His major complainings for esophageal reflux, which happens during daytime when he, for physical activity, bends over. He has not done any specific diet for this. He likes Mexican spices, coffee, carbonated drinks, etc. Denies dysphagia, vomiting, or change of weight or appetite. He has not noticed any black stools, bleeding, or diarrhea. He does have frequency, minor nocturia, sometimes incontinence and urgency. They've been followed for minor increase of PSA at Denver. And previously, prostate biopsy has been negative. He has edema to the ankles, some degree of neuropathy, but no ulcers. No claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Denies associated chest pain palpitations. No syncope. No gross dyspnea. Denies purulent arterial hemoptysis. No use of oxygen or inhalers. Does have CPAP machine for sleep apnea many years. And he is faithful to use it. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, fever, headaches. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, his past medical history for hypertension, diabetes, long-standing. He says blood pressure at home ranks in the 160s over 60s. He's been about a year since the last eye exam without retinopathy. Clinically, he has minor neuropathy. There has been no history of coronary artery disease, and he recalls prior stress testing and echo years back being negative. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or heart murmurs, no TAS or a stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, or kidney stones, no pneumonia. Next paragraph. Surgeries has included bilateral carpal tunnel. Plastic surgery for both upper eyelids drooping, requiring redo here in Michigan successfully. Prior surgery on his uvula throat for sleep apnea that did not work. Surgery for both shoulders. Scope on the right knee. Prior melanoma, as well as basal cell cancer removed from neck back area without recurrence. Surgical repair for an anal fissure. A benign lump removed from the left breast. Cataract surgery bilateral. A number of colonoscopies. The prostate biopsy being negative. A number of epidural injections for pain. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, medications. include flonase, vitamins, claritin, vitamin D, Tylenol, B12, fish oil, lisinopril, testosterone replacement, Lipitor, metformin, tildenafil, SILDENAFIL, Nurantin, Hydralazin, Thyroid, Protanix, Proscar, Flomax, Miralax, Amlodipine. None of these medications are new. Next paragraph. No smoking, present or past. One, two short drinks, gin, probably a week or less. Next paragraph, he mentioned a number of family members with kidney disease, including a nephew that eventually required dialysis and transplantation. He doesn't know the etiology. Next paragraph, on physical exam, he is 68 inches tall, weight 222. I checked blood pressure myself. He was running high, 180 over 60 on the right, 188 over 60 on the left. Alert, oriented stand 3. No gross respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no dysarthria or expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, normal mucosal, no palpable thyroid, no gross carotid brew JBD, no localized RAL which is consolidation pleural effusion. He is bradycardic in the 40s. He mentioned that he's been like that for many years. There is overweight of the abdomen, but no gross masses, ascites, liver, spleen, or bruits. He has a foot drop on the left foot for what he is wearing, a brace. This is not a new problem, and he believes it's related to his spine. There is minor edema. Overall pulses are decreased. There is a traumatic amputation, part of the number 4 finger on the right side, when he was 7 years old, a heavy rock. Otherwise, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistry is available, August. Creatinine 1.37, representing a GFR of 52, a stage 3, a normal sodium, potassium acid base. Normal phosphorus, white blood cell platelets. Anemia 11.1 with an MCV of 94. Urine analysis, no activity for blood protein, white blood cell, or bacteria. Normal albumin, calcium, however, elevated at 10.8. Early this year, calcium 10.5, creatinine fluctuating between 1.2 and 1.6, PSA at 3.4. Early this year, anemia was worse at 9.8. He does not recall bleeding or transfusion. An A1C at 7.3. Normal TSH. An albumin creatinine ratio 108. There is also an echo with preserved ejection fraction. For the most part, minor abnormalities or normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. Next number question, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly. Next number, recent anemia. Next number, peripheral neuropathy with a foot drop on the left side. Is not new. Question related to diabetes versus alternative diagnosis, including his chronic back pain and prior injections. Next number, chronic back pain, extensive degenerative disease. When he was at Denver, MRIs has been done. Next number, overweight. Next paragraph, comments. We are going to update chemistries. I'm going to update iron studies, B12 folic acid, reticulocyte. I'm going to do evaluation for plasma cell disorder. We will follow up with results. Blood pressure is higher than I would like to see, but he was anxious on physical exam. He will keep me posted for adjustments of blood pressure medications. He already is on maximal dose of lisinopril. There is a space to increase on amlodipine, hydralazine, and potentially adding a diuretic. The importance of keeping physically active, paying attention to diet with low sodium, weight reduction, discuss with the patient. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.